Prarabdha karma fulfills itself only when one identifies the self with the body, but it is no good identifying with the body. One who wants to sever this identification and free himself of prarabdha karma, illusion of the body, is the basis for the projection of the prarabdha karma. But that which is projected or imagined by illusion can never be real. And how can it arise or manifest if it is not real? And how can it be destroyed if it is not manifested? And how can the false, the unreal, have the bondage of conditioning?
Body is the result of ignorance, and knowledge destroys it fully. Ignorant then raises doubt as to how this body exists, even after realization. To remove this doubt of the ignorant, the scriptures have ardent the concept of prarabdha externally. In reality, there is neither body nor prarabdha. This sutra is very strange, but very true. To understand this sutra is to understand many, many things about scriptures, about teachers, about masters, methods, techniques, doctrines. This sutra says that in reality there is no world. In reality there is no suffering. In reality whatsoever you feel and know is not. But in reality, remember, as far as you are concerned, it is real. As far as you are concerned, it is real. We should try to understand it through dream, because Eastern mind has been very much fascinated by the reality of dream, and this sutra can be understood only through it. You are dreaming. While in dream, you can never doubt that the dream is a dream. While dreaming, the dream is true, real as any reality, even more real. Why I say even more real? I say this because when you will get up in the morning, you can remember your dream. But when you go into sleep, you cannot remember what has happened, what was happening when you were awake. This is a rare phenomenon. In dream, you forget your so-called reality completely. You cannot remember that you are a doctor in the day while awake, are an engineer, are a minister. You cannot remember in your dream the facts of the day when you were awake. The whole reality, the so-called reality of the day, is completely washed away by the dream. It seems more powerful. But in the morning, when you get up, when the sleep has gone, you can remember about your dream. It means your reality of the day is not so strong to completely wash away the reality of the dream. In dream, you forget your day completely, but in your day, in your waking state of mind, you can remember about your dreams. Dreams appear to be more real. That's why I say even more real. In dream, you can never doubt that whatsoever you are seeing is unreal or real. It is real. It is felt authentically real. Why? Why dream appears so real? And this is not your first experience. You have been dreaming for your whole life. And every day in the morning, you have come to know that the dream was unreal. Still, when this night you will go to sleep and dream, you cannot remember your whole life's experience, that dreams are unreal. Again, you will fall into the illusion. And you will feel dream as real. In the morning, again you will repeat that it was just a dream. Nothing real. What is happening? So much experience of dreaming, still, dream remains real. Why? Because really, anything becomes real if you are absent. Your absence gives reality to false things. In the dream, you cannot remember yourself. So whatsoever passes before your eyes becomes real, because you are not. You are so unreal that anything can be felt as real. If you can remember yourself in the dream will drop, will cease immediately. Gurdjieff used to give this technique to his disciples. To remember themselves continuously. In the day, go on remembering, I am, I am. Do whatsoever you are doing, but continuously make it a point to remember, I am. Not verbally. Feel it, I am. Eating, go on eating. Simultaneously feel, I am. Remember, I am. You are walking, go on walking, remember I am. This Gurdjieff called as self-remembering. Buddha has called this right remembering. Samyak Smriti. Go on remembering I am. If this feeling of I am goes deep, it will follow you in the sleep also. And when there will be a dream, you will remember, I am. Suddenly, the dream will stop. If you are, then there can be no dreaming. This is just to explain to you a greater truth. In this life, the world is because we are not. This is the Upanishad, this basic teaching. In this world, the world is. Everything is, you are not. Only you are not, everything is. That's why you cannot feel whether it is real or unreal. Remember yourself. Be centered in yourself. Be conscious, aware. And the more intensely you become aware, you will feel simultaneously the world is dropping its reality. And is changing into a dream. When totally you become aware, the world becomes a dream. This means, if you are real, then whatsoever you experience is a dream. Whatsoever I say. If you are authentically real, conscious, alert, then all your experiences are dreams. If you are unaware of yourself, then your own reality is projected onto the dreams. Then your own reality is transferred to the dreams. Your own existence is transferred to the dreams and experiences and thoughts, and they become real. They have a borrowed reality. Your own reality has gone to them. They are not real. For example, look into a mirror. Your face is there in the mirror. It looks real. It is not. It is just a borrowed reality. It is not real at all. You are real. The dream, the mirror reflection is just a dream. Forget yourself completely, as it happens, particularly with women. They forget themselves completely. The mirror figure becomes more real. Look at a woman looking into the mirror. Observe her. What happens? She is no more. Only the mirror is. And the mirror woman, she has become real. She has completely forgotten herself. The mind is doing the same. The world is just a mirror. You have forgotten yourself and the reflection has become real. This is a borrowed reality. Remember yourself. Do it with a mirror and you will come to a deep realization. Do it with a mirror. Gaze constantly into the mirror. Gaze in your eyes reflected in the mirror continuously for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Go on straight. And constantly go on remembering, I am real. This is reflection. This which is mirror is reflection. I am real, not this reflection. Go on remembering inside, I am, I am, I am. And go on staring into the eyes of the reflected figure, your own figure. Suddenly, any moment this can happen. The reflection will disappear. Suddenly the mirror will be vacant. Very strange experience. When suddenly you are before the mirror and the face has disappeared and the mirror is vacant. Why it happens? If you go on remembering I am, and this remembering becomes authentic, then the borrowed reality comes back to you and the mirror becomes vacant. Even for a single moment, if you can see mirror as vacant, no face, nothing reflected, you will feel a sudden upsurge of reality in you. For the first time, you may become aware you are. This same thing happens with the world. When someone becomes a witnessing self, one day this explosion comes to him. The whole world disappears. The whole world becomes just vacant. Only I am, and the whole world has disappeared, as if it was never there. This experience is the ultimate. Again, the mirror will reflect your face, but now you know it is just reflection. Again, the world will come. For one moment, you will see the world has disappeared. Again, the world will be there, but now it will never be real again. It will be just a dream world. And all the figures will be dream figures. It will be a great drama. But when you know it is a drama, a pseudo phenomena, you are freed from it. Then there is no clinging. And then there is no slavery, no bondage.